Hey there, and welcome to the Do Life Big podcast. This podcast is going to be your jam if you want to live to your full potential and don't believe in half-assing anything in your life. If we want to do life big, that means we've got to get out of our own way because we only have this one shot to make it awesome. I'm your host, Kathy, and I'm a mom of three whose BFF is Cold Brew, a retired school teacher turned online entrepreneur and an author. I'm loud, bold, and will always keep it real. I'm determined to live my best freaking life possible, and I'm here to help you do the same. I'll be packing this podcast with tips, motivation, inspiration, and strategies to finally get you where you want to go. And we will have a ton of laughter along the way because, let's be honest, we can't ever take ourselves too seriously, right? I'm so excited you are here with me today. Now let's get this party started. Hey, my friend, what's up? And welcome back to another episode of Do Life Big. I am so excited to have you here today because today I have a very special guest on Do Life Big. It's my friend Janice, and you are going to love what she has to share today. Janice is a licensed therapist now for over 32 years. She's also a clairvoyant, empath, and a psychic medium. How cool is that? And she's internationally known as the intuitive therapist, where she helps women in midlife uncover their true authentic selves so they can define their purpose, cultivate inner peace, and feel free. She's also published a book called The Intuitive Therapist, and she also is the host of the podcast called The Intuitive Therapist. She is going to share so much wisdom. She has so many gifts to share today, and I cannot wait to have you on today. So thanks so much for being here, Janice.
So happy to be here. We were talking a little bit before about how exciting this is. Love to talk about my stuff like you like to talk about your stuff. So
yes, I know. I love this. I love like the whole psychic medium and oh my gosh, I am into all of that stuff. And so I know the listeners are going to love everything that you have to share today. So why don't we start out by just having you share a little bit about yourself? Like specifically, I would love for you to share, you know, a little bit about your journey and how you got onto this path of, you know, becoming the licensed therapist and going on to become the intuitive therapist now with your own business.
Yeah. I've been a therapist, like you said, for 32 years, going on 33. And my life as a therapist was pretty traditional. Process work, see each other, see a client one session after the next for about 18 years. And then all of a sudden, when I turned 40, 15 years ago, everything changed. Everything. The minute I turned 40, my gifts opened up and I could hear things and see things and feel things and know things that I wouldn't have known before in my thinking mind. And I'm also talking to dead people. So it's like, what in the world? And I've been on my spiritual journey since I was 25 and intermittently had been poked and prodded and directed into tarot cards or certain books or learning about all the metaphysical things, right? And so when this happened, when my gifts opened up at 40, like I said, everything changed. Who I was changed. I could no longer find myself as like this normal human being. It was now an elevated experience. And so what that did is that it totally shifted not only how I lived as a human being, as a woman, but also how I did my work, because I was getting to things at such a rapid rate with clients that would take, and I say this very humbly, it would take a therapist 6 months to get to what I could see in 10 minutes. And so there was massive progress in a very short amount of time. And it just like, it's electric, the work. So that's kind of how I got to where I am. And then people are like, oh, you're an intuitive therapist. You're an intuitive therapist. I'm like, well, yeah, I guess I am. And so I trademarked that. And that's what my book is about and my podcast and all the work that I do right now is really, especially now in my mid-50s, to really help women in the second part of life really reignite all aspects.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much. So I think it's so cool that you said that you can talk to dead people, by the way.
I do.
That is like,
it's like, whoa, yeah.
Can you connect with your loved ones that have passed? And can you help other people connect with their loved ones who have also passed?
Yes. Yeah. That's one of the most magical things I find doing this work. I do different kinds of readings. I do life readings where we look at your life. I can do business readings. We do mediumship readings where we connect with people who've passed. My dad passed 6 years ago, and so he was around me a lot before I got married. After I got married, because he knows my husband's got my back, he's kind of backed off of it. But I feel him, and just, maybe your listeners can relate to this. My daddy used to wear Brut cologne. He was from an older generation, okay? Like Old Spice, Brut cologne. And so he would come around me and I would smell him, but I would hear him too. So the beauty of being able to help somebody connect with a loved one who's passed is it just provides this amazing healing that all the questions that have swarmed around in their brain, are they okay? Are they proud of me? Do they love me? Here's a specific thing that nobody else would know, or here's how specifically they would say that. Here's what they look like. To get those details is so powerful. And, readings change people's lives. I take no credit on the channel. I acknowledge that, but they're some of the most powerful experiences I've had channeling loved ones.
Wow, that is so awesome. I love that. So, with all these gifts that you have, what are some of the gifts that you have? And then, do you think that everybody has these certain gifts, or do you think that certain people, like it's easier to come to them than it is for
Yeah,
others? Or, yeah.
great question. Great question. So my primary gift is of clairvoyance. So that means clear seeing. It means clear. And so you can clearly see, clearly hear, clearly know, clearly feel. Okay. And so my guides, I work with my guide team, my spirit guide team, and spirit. And they show me images, words, people, places. I see people's energy. I see their relationships. I see the blocks. I see the solutions. I see their emotions. I see their thoughts before they voice them. So a lot of times you'll
Wow.
see me looking away from you even now because I'm being shown things, right? And so it's literally, I'll see words in different fonts and different sizes. I'll see relationships where one person is dominant because they're stepping forward and another one is more passive. So I'm literally seeing everything I need to see. And then also, as an empath, I literally and metaphorically feel what my clients feel. So it could be in their body, there's a part of their body that's struggling. I'll feel it in me, and then I'll talk to them about it.
That is
Or
incredible.
it is beyond cool. And I do body
Wow.
scans to see how things are going on health-wise, and they help me with that. And then metaphorically, something could be going on in my body that when I share it, it means something. Not that it's actually happening, but it's a metaphor, right? And so,
Wow.
as a psychic, I get information that about somebody that I wouldn't know beforehand. So it just information comes to me. So I get to stuff really, really fast. And then as a psychic medium, which is different than a medium, psychic medium, it blends both the ability to have psychic insight and also to be able to channel. I believe everybody has these gifts. I really do. There are people that are born with them and they come out from the womb. They're like, whoo, I can talk to dead people. I know things. I can predict things. And that can be very, very scary for young kids, and a lot of times, unless you're born into a family where that's understood or tolerated or known about, most often people, little kids will be discouraged from sharing your gifts,
Right.
right? So I believe everybody's intuitive. I believe everybody has the capacity to connect with loved ones. They just don't know how.
Wow.
So it's so fun to me to help people figure out how to do that.
That is so cool. I mean, I definitely have a little bit of that psychic ability where
Yes, you do.
I definitely do. I have like dreams that I will all of a sudden dream, and it will be about like something happening to someone in my family. And then I'll call them and be like, oh my gosh, like, what the heck? I just had this dream about dad. He had something happen with his eye and he had to go to the emergency room. And my mom was like, oh my God, how did you know that? Your father just had to go to the hospital last night for his eye, and like weird things like that. So I definitely do have like that. And I love that though, it can be so helpful. I feel like
It's wonderful.
I just love it. So in terms of now what you do, so you work with only women, right?
My practice is like 99% women.
So you work with women now who are midlife and they come to you and they have these struggles you know, that now that they're in midlife,
Yes.
what would you say was maybe one or two of the top struggles that you see of women in midlife when they come to you? And maybe if you could touch on how you would help them, how would you help that person work through that in that situation?
One of the biggest struggles that I'm encountering when it comes to the women I speak with is that they've let life get in the way. They leaned into their role so much that when they stop needing to fulfill those roles, they're like, oh, who am I? What am I going to do with the rest of my life? You know, do I even know myself? Who have I become? So we answer all those questions because really the reason why I put the word reignite into my upcoming free training is because that's really all it is. It's not that we women don't know each other. Each of us has different versions of ourselves as we grow up. It's just we go through different phases and different stages. And so some might consider midlife chapter two, right? But it's really who you are 50 and beyond. And you know yourself better than you realize. It's just that maybe you failed to pay attention to yourself over time. And so here you are, maybe you're an empty nester, or you're divorced and you have a child, or you're at this precipice in your life professionally and financially, and you say, oh my God, well, what am I going to do? What skills do I have? Who am I? And can I really change my life? And so when I work with women, we get into the truth of who they are, which is they already know this, what they love to do, what they don't. Women who are in their 50s are at a point that they know what they will and won't accept, and they know who they are and who they're not. So I pride myself in telling clients, I don't know has no place in our work. I don't care how it comes up, but you are not to say that you're here to work, let's do the work, right? So kind of losing yourself to your life is a big one. And it's not a bad thing. It's just what happens. Women balance a lot and tend not to focus on themselves, like they'll put themselves last. And because they're raising kids or they're doing the house or they're working and doing all of that. And then they get to a point where, holy crap, where am I? What am I going to be doing? So we lean into that. Others are more of building their self-esteem because they haven't focused on themselves. And so we talk about a lot body image, right? In your 50s, when women get into perimenopause and menopause, I
Can't
was
wait
not
for
raised to
this.
know. I was not raised to know that your body's going to do some funky stuff, right? Things are going to sag and you didn't think they would sag. You're going to get fat where you didn't think you could get fat and you can't lose it. You can't
Damn
lose it. You got that
hormones.
tire around. Oh, unbelievable. Your body changes, your moods change, and you can't lose weight. And then your energy changes and you feel depleted and you can't get rest because you have hot flashes. It's the whole thing. So even, and it's so funny because even if somebody told me about that, I would not have believed them
Oh my
ever.
God.
But now, girl, you just wait. You
I
just
know.
wait.
I hear the stories and I'm like, this is gonna be fun.
It's not. But how do we in midlife get used to this new body? Do we keep doing the diets and doing the exercise and trying to lose the weight to be more acceptable to other people? Or do we learn how to practice self-acceptance and be good with maybe 10, 15 extra pounds or blurred vision, right? Or the jeans that don't fit that used to fit 2 years ago. So it's really my goal is to really help women in midlife have a midlife mentality makeover because it's truly the quality of our
I love
life
that.
is determined by A, how we perceive it and the thoughts that we choose to think about it. And of course, then the action that we take. So that's my goal.
Oh my gosh, I love that though. It's so true. And when you were talking about too, how women like almost lose themselves because they put themselves on the back burner. I mean, I even see that happen like to, women, when they have their first baby, they may have had this career and that's what they did, that's what they were known for, like that was their whole identity, and then they give that up to be, the stay-at-home mom, and then they can get so consumed that I will hear them say, and even friends of mine, like, I have completely lost myself. I was somebody before I had a baby, and I can be a
Yes.
mom and I can be this, other thing. I need to get that back. And so it is. It's so, I feel like it's so easy for women, like you were saying, to constantly just put themselves on the back burner, and they put everything else and everybody else's needs in front of theirs. And then all of a sudden, time ticks by, and it's like you wake up and you're, what in the heck am I doing?
Right. What's going on with my life? Oh
What's
yeah.
going on?
Oh yeah.
So, what tip or advice would you give if you have someone right now who's, listening to this episode and they are in that place where, okay, this sounds like me, and I have been that person. I've been putting myself on the back burner. I've been putting my dreams and my goals on the back burner, just everything. And I almost feel really overwhelmed by it, where I don't even know where to begin. Where would you
Yes.
tell them to start?
One of my favorite activities, I do it every morning before I start my day, is I journal. I journal. I kind of get it all out and I start to really focus on the beliefs I'm holding, right? And do some narration around that, whether they have fears. And you could end up starting with 100 beliefs, right? This is your like zone of genius here with the limiting beliefs. But when you get into midlife and you're 50 and all these things have changed, it's not enough to have it all mushed up in here in your brain. It's just not. So I pride myself in getting it all out every morning, right? And then you ask the universe, show me how to see this differently. Where do I start? And then you journal about that. A
I
next
like
piece
that.
is to really, it's amazing how it shifts the belief. Because you know very well, any bad belief anybody has about themselves is not true. Because in order for a belief to be true, it has to be true across the board, up, down, left, and right for everybody all the time. That's the only time, right? So if you say, I'm a good person, okay, yeah, most people are good, right? The sun always shines, even if it's covered by clouds. The grass is always green, even if it's dry and yellow, it will be green, right? So there's certain beliefs that are just truth. And I tell women all the time, I'm sure you do too, no bad belief is true. What's happening is that your ego is letting you get a sense of what not to think anymore and the underlying issues underneath. And so that's the very first thing, is to kind of have this verbal diarrhea on your paper every day, get it out, clean the muck out of your head, know what you think and why. Because the majority of the time, you believe that you don't know what to do or what next steps to take. But if you just take time with yourself, again, take time with yourself. Takes 5, 10 minutes, right? Even if you need to wake up 30 minutes before everybody else to have your me time. And that's a huge thing. It's how do you prioritize you when you're so busy? And many women in midlife are insanely busy still, right? They're still raising kids. They still have to pay the bills. They're still managing the house. They're still doing the laundry, cooking, dishes, being a wife, working, all of that. And so it's very easy to lose yourself and to believe that you don't know yourself. So journaling to me is one of the best ways.
So get a journal, friends.
Get a journal and also take time to write down if there were no limitations. No limitations of time, energy, money, opportunity, geography, nothing. What would you love to do?
I know it's never too late. It doesn't matter what your
Never. And
age is. It's never too late.
that's one of the concerns that women in midlife have. It's like, oh my God, I'm 50, 55, 60. Well, I'm gonna start all over again. Right? So then they don't do anything. They're like, well, screw it. I'm not gonna do anything. I'm just gonna accept that this is the best life gets. It's like, no.
Oh, I hate
No,
that.
the resignation is very sad. And I've encountered so many women who want better and more for their life. And the thing is, how do they do it? Where do they start? And they don't know that. And inside my program, Awaken and Align, we lean into that
That's what you
big
lean. What is it called again?
Awaken and Aligned.
Awaken and Align. Oh, I
Yes.
love that. That is so awesome. Oh my God. It's so true though, because you get caught up in life. It's go, go, go. The clock is ticking. All of a sudden you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm 50 years old or I'm 52 years old. And then all of a sudden you start the whole, I should have been so much further along than I am by now. Or I
Yes.
imagined my life to be the certain way at this age and now it's not. And then that's when all those BS stories pop into your head, because then you make it mean that, well, you're obviously a failure because you envisioned it to be this way and it didn't happen. So you suck, you're a failure, don't bother, now it's too late.
Yes.
And then all those stories, yeah. And it's just like, and even just, you know, I like how you were saying to make sure you have some time to just write and journal and get it out. And even just like, you know, sitting down and being in the silence for a few minutes, like, people just don't do it. I mean, I even have a hard
It's
time doing
anxiety producing because most people equate doing with accomplishing, and
right.
everybody's so busy doing that the idea of not doing, they don't see as actually doing,
Right,
and is
exactly.
actually the best kind of doing is doing nothing.
Yes, it's so true. People think, oh, I checked it off my list. I did the thing I did. And they wear that busyness like a freaking badge of honor. You know what I mean? Like, look at me and all the things I did. And it's like, well, you're burnt out, completely stressed, overwhelmed. You have anxiety. Like, how's that?
How's that working for you?
That's not
Right?
working out. You know,
That's good.
it was just 2 weekends ago. Actually, yeah, 2 weekends ago, we had this like random like opportunity to be able to stay at this really nice beach house, right? On the beach. And literally, you
Nice.
walk out the back doors and like your feet are in the sand. And it had this like huge tiki hut outside with a bar and all these Adirondack chairs everywhere. I mean, the ocean is right there. And I spent that entire time just sitting in the chair, you know, looking at the ocean, just, and I was looking at my husband and I'm like, we definitely don't do this enough, you know, just no TVs, no phones, no work, just literally sitting there listening to the tropical birds fly around and watching the kids play in the sand and looking at the ocean waves crash into shore and seeing the dolphin. I mean, it's like it is so
So good.
therapeutic to do that, you know?
Yeah. And
Yeah.
people only plan me time for a vacation. And
Right.
if you have kids, it's kind of not me time because you're still being mom and you're still being wife and you're still
Right.
doing the cooking and the washing and the cleaning. Right. So it's just you doing you in a different place.
Yeah.
But my purpose is to help women become, especially women in midlife. I do work with women who are younger than their 50s. But to be more intentional about how you live your life.
Yeah.
And intention is can be very simple,
Right.
right? Because if your ultimate goal is to be happy, right? Feel passion, feel purpose, be happy, and feel that sense of freedom, then it comes from incremental things that you do for you. And again, I always say get out of your head, get it on paper because you know very well, I know you teach this to people, your clients, that when your thoughts are on autopilot, you tend to believe them.
Oh, yeah.
You don't take time to discredit them, and you don't take time to prove them wrong, and you don't take time, like you and I are sitting here, there's a double screen,
Yep.
and you don't take time to look at your what your ego is telling you as something separate from you. Because we're not our thoughts, we're not our
I
beliefs,
know.
but we
And so many people
identify
think they are.
ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's so automatic. We
It
don't
is.
question. Nobody taught me to question my thoughts. And it wasn't until probably in my mid-40s, I was like, oh, that is brilliant. That is
Yeah.
brilliant. If I have a crappy thought, I'm like, you know what? No, I do not want to feel that way, ego. You can suck it. This is what I'm going to focus on, right? So
So
I
true.
want women to feel that kind of empowerment, be able
Yes.
to choose for themselves how they think, how they feel, what they believe, and to know how capable they are to achieve whatever they want to achieve, that even though there are blocks in the way, we figure those out. And
Yeah.
so they get to where they want to go, and then life is easier. It's not
Yeah.
always going to be easy, but it's easier.
Right,
And that's
exactly.
where the sense of freedom comes from.
Oh, I know. I love that so much. It's so true. You know, I didn't start to wake up to this until I was 30, you know, and some people go their whole life and never really wake up to it. So I think it's great
Exactly,
that you
late
help people do that.
bloomers.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever, whenever it pops into your mind, whenever you realize it is better than never realizing it.
Yes, amen, amen.
What do you say? Do you ever have anybody come to you who's like struggling and they have realized that they've put themselves on the back burner like this and they do want to make these changes in their life and maybe they do want to start the business or maybe they want to like leave their relationship or make these changes or whatever it is, but then they don't have the support from their significant other at home. Have you ever encountered that at all?
Oh, yeah.
And how do you help that person?
Yeah, I love this because one of the biggest fears that I hear from women is, if I change, what are the consequences of that in my relationships? Am I going to
Ooh.
have to divorce my husband or wife? Are my children going to be angry at me because I'm choosing me and I'm having stronger boundaries? Or what kind of friends are going to fall away? Relatives, like it's a big fear, and yet there's such a longing for these women to embody their truth, their authenticity, and the future self that they are so connected with, right? So when I encounter women like this, like one of the first things is I want to get their vision. I want to put them already in the future because they've already imagined it, right? The most luxurious type of life. I want to know, who are you? How do you think? What do you believe? What do you experience on a daily basis that would allow you to feel passion filled, reignited, purposeful, free, just in that zone of, I call it super flow.
Oh, I
And
love
super
that.
flow, yeah, it's just where you're so present and you're in the flow. Like your mind is not agenda based, it's being based. So whatever happens, it's just you're just flowing from one thing to the next. Even if your mind says, oh my God, what are you doing making lunch when you got to finish this report? Or you got to pick up your kid from school or send that email. Why are you watching Days of Our Lives? It's those things that come in that fight against your natural inclination just to flow. So super flow to me is to you know yourself well, you know what you want, and the struggle is how do I make it happen? So as long as you know those first two pieces, then the plan is pretty easy. It's like, how do you start with these micro agreements? I call it self-integrity, right? You keep your promises to yourself, and the more personal currency you build up with that, the more likely you're going to take the bigger leaps of faith. So we identify what you can do on the small term each day, journaling, taking time to breathe and meditate and connect with self, and then allowing yourself, your ego, to give your ego a break so that what comes through, it's like, okay, Janice, eat those nuts. Okay, Janice, take the dog out. Okay, Janice, work on this, right? It's just, okay. You just
Oh, I
let
like
the
that. And so you do you teach this in your program too? Like, do you help people do all this? Wow,
It's been
that's pretty
so
incredible.
exciting. Like, honestly, when I talk about this with people, and I go, I share the story about how I came to this particular niche. And 99% of us, when we specialize in something, I guarantee you've shared the story of you as well, and the podcast episode we did together. But it comes from your own experience.
Oh,
And you get to
yes.
a point where you're like, wait a minute, I've gone through this. And if I've gone through it and overcome it, and I have some tips and tricks, well, this feels like I could help other people, right?
Yes,
And
exactly.
so that's how things have shifted. And it wasn't until now that I feel like I'm standing in my purpose in a multitude of ways, right? To be able to help women kind of reinvigorate their life, reimagine all the reasons. And here we are. Mercury retrograde began today, April 1st, going through the 25th. This is all about the reasons. Reexamine, reestablish, redefine. It's reimagine. It's all of that
Oh,
we
I
get
love
to do
that.
together, right? So we get to ride the wave of the newness. And so it turned out, it's interesting because I had been talking to a friend a while back, and someone wrote to me, a woman. This is before things became clear to me. And she wrote to me saying, I'm really struggling with my past path and purpose. And she was mid in midlife. And I was like, oh, snap. I can't help her. I don't know how to do that. Well, I don't know. I don't have a plan, And so this friend of mine, who actually had been a former client of mine years back, we've become quite good friends. She says, Janice, you helped me do that. And you've got to think about all the other women in the past 32 years you've actually helped do that. And I was like, that was my oh my goodness moment.
Oh my God.
Ah. And so it was my goal to really develop a process about how to do that midlife.
That is
Because it's different than
amazing.
in your 20s. It's way different.
Yeah, because you're constantly changing, like you said. It's constantly changing. That is so incredible, though. I love it.
Feel so good. Feel so
That,
good.
yeah, you can tell. I can just see that aura around you.
Yeah. It's good. The light is good.
The light is good. Give me all
The
the
light, yes.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much. So when people come to work with you, do you have people from all different paths of life? Like, do you have like entrepreneurs, and do you have people who are in corporate? Do you have stay-at-home moms? Do you or people who were stay-at-home moms, or do you have all those different, or do you have like
Name.
primarily everything and anything?
No, you name it. I have people who are retired. I have people who are not, who are still working. Everything you named. Divorced, with kids to raise, yeah, it's across the gamut. So, and
Wow.
it doesn't matter. It's just a matter of getting the focus where it needs to be, which is where you are and where you want to go. That's key.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love that. And so many people I feel like go through life and they just feel like this is it. Like, I'm just going to do this. There's nothing else. I'm just going to clock in and clock out. I'm going to just retire when I'm 55 or 65 or whatever that age is. And I hope to God that I'm healthy and well enough and have the money to be able to travel or to do this or to
Yeah.
live out my dreams. And it's like, but you don't need to wait to do it.
That's
You can
exactly
do, you should do now. I
right.
always say that because you're not guaranteed tomorrow. So you are only guaranteed right now in this moment. So, act on that intuition. I love that. That intuition, just having that voice, that whisper inside. And so many people ignore it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of people tend to wait too late to live their best life.
Yeah.
They wait because again, you got the roles to fill and you've got the expectations to meet. A lot of women say, I have been all my life meeting everybody else's expectations. What happens if I actually do me? Where they're going to see this different version of me and they're going to go, who are you? You alien? Like we don't know this version of you that
Yeah.
maybe is more outspoken or maybe says no or maybe is more confident, more clear, right? So it's being able to harness the energy that's okay, that you want to be that, right? And if
Exactly.
somebody else is uncomfortable with that, that's on them, not
Right.
you. As long as you
Yes.
have good intentions and you're showing up in your truth and you're showing up in this liberated sense, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to care about what anybody thinks anyway, because you're just good with you. That was a
Yes.
phrase for me that stuck with me for the past year. I just want to help women be good with them, be
Oh
good
my
with
gosh,
themselves.
yes.
And that means having this calm, not trying to perform all these roles and pretend. It's no, like I'm okay. I'm okay if I don't go to the movies, or I'm okay if I don't get married, or I'm okay if I don't have kids, or I'm okay if I work and get my affirmation from work. I'm
Right.
good with me. And if you're not, I can have compassion for you when you're not. I don't take it personally, but I'm good. And I've
Wow.
finally gotten to that point in my life where I can truly say that because I grew up very sheltered and I was not taught how to think for myself. I wasn't taught how to choose for myself. I was taught to rely on what my dad
Yeah.
decided was going to happen and my mom too.
Yep.
And so when I say late bloomer in jest, I'm really saying it intentionally because I was a very late bloomer. And the reality is we bloom at the right time.
Oh, I love that.
Right? And it doesn't
Yes.
matter how old you are, what part of life you're in, everything you go through is for you if you decide that you want to use it and if you know how. And everybody that comes into your life is a messenger, a mirror that reflects to you how you're doing, right?
Oh
If
my
you get
gosh,
triggered by
right?
somebody, yep. And then the truth of that is we aren't triggered by things we're good with and that we don't have issue with anymore. We're triggered by the things that are still active and that we do have issue with inside us,
Yes.
right? So when we are thankful for the bad shit that happens. Pardon my language. We're not
No.
supposed to
No, we
cuss on
can. No,
here.
trust me. Are you kidding me?
And if we're thankful, if we learn to have gratitude for the hard times, and the only way to do that is to go look inside those hard times and look within and go, what's the lesson in it for me? That's
Mm.
when you grow. That's when you will never have a regret in your life, is if you learn from everything. I don't have a regret. I really can
Wow.
honestly say that because I've worked through all of my stuff. I don't have a regret. It's true. You know, real quick. Sorry, y'all, getting hot.
You're getting hot.
getting hot flash. See,
getting hot
it's
in here.
real. It's real. But I really don't. I think about if I had been a different person then, I would have made different choices, right? Back
Yeah.
then, never then was. But regret is a wasted emotion.
It is. And I love how you say that quote again with the bloom. I love that quote again. You said,
We always bloom at the right time.
we always bloom at the right time. Yeah. I know. I love that so much. I feel like if you can live life like that every day, knowing that things are happening exactly the way they're meant to happen, that it's
Yeah.
always going to work out in your favor, even when you think it's
Yes.
not.
Yeah.
Because so many times, you know, you try to fight it. It's like, but I didn't want that to happen. Like, you know, I wanted that job, or I wanted this relationship to work out, or I wanted this business idea to work out. And then all of a sudden, you're getting called to a different area or a different person or a different
Yes.
business or a different job. And you're all bent out of shape about it. If you can really be in that moment of, this is exactly how it's supposed to be happening for me, it makes it so much easier and so much less stressful, because I truly believe that. I just believe everything will work out exactly the way it's meant to.
Right.
And
The only way I believe people can actually believe that is if they understand there's a part two, which is I may not know the why now, or I may. The why may come like this. Why did something happen? But I will eventually know. And if I can trust in the knowing that the why will come at the right time as well, then I can appreciate the fact that the universe was like, yep, you're not going to do this for yourself. We're going to make it happen for you.
Oh,
And
yes.
when you get that, when you get served with divorce papers, or when you lose that job or lose the money or whatever the loss is, right, that you didn't bank on and that you didn't want, the universe is always rearranging and moving things out of your way so that you can get
Oof.
on the right path.
I know, I
So
get goosebumps
those
when you
two
say it.
parts, right? Right. First is, you know what? Everything that happens, I take a curiosity with it instead of a conviction about it. That's the biggest thing that I try to help people experience, is shift into curiosity. Ask questions. Interesting that this happened. I always do this when I drive. I'm driving fast. I drive fast. I love it. And then a car comes up and slow as molasses in front of me. I'm like, God, blame it.
Yeah,
And
I
then I
know.
go, okay. I look up and I say, okay, let me slow down. Let me slow down physically. And then
Yes.
let me slow down here, because the reason why I'm speeding is because I'm thinking of what I need to do. That's
Yes.
10 steps ahead. And so it's literal and metaphorical. And I always say, thank you. I got it. I got it. So people can quickly shift into that awareness. It's happening for me. And the why will come.
Oh.
And you can go, okay. I'm
Wow.
good. I don't need to have any resentment or contempt. I can keep doing this thing called life and do it okay.
Oh my gosh, I love that. What do you think? Like, how long of a process is it when somebody comes to you and you're helping them just be okay with them, like being them? How long of a process really is that for them to all of a sudden start to realize that, okay, it's time to start just being okay with being me and being myself? Like, does it happen fairly quickly? Does it take like
Yeah, it can
months?
happen in a heartbeat. No, it can happen in a heartbeat. You know, I get the gift and the luxury of being able to channel a higher vibration and spirit source, right? So like I said, I can see things very quickly. They show me the root cause of things very, very quickly that would take traditional talk therapy 6 months, a year, 2 years to get to. And so the shift can happen in a moment. The identification of the limiting belief can happen in a moment. And then the reframe happens. And then all of a sudden, once you take somebody out of a bind, which means that they're stuck between one and two things. In other words, there's no other option. Once you break through that and you're able to say, at least my experience is, what if this is possible? Can you imagine, or is it, will you take a moment to imagine that maybe there's some other alternatives? And the minute that door opens, it's like, boom, the work gets done. So it's all about kind of having, lack of a better term, a masterful approach at identifying the limiting beliefs, right? Showing the that the limiting belief is not true because of the formula that I mentioned before, right? And then really looking at the thoughts and fears that they have that caused that belief in the first place, right? And then we get into the heart of things, how true those things are, right? And 99.99% of the time, and I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say 100% of the time, our mind lies. And so when we can call those into our consciousness and then throw them away and replace them with some powerful ways of thinking that actually align and sink into the person that I'm working with, not these BS affirmations that you try to copy from other people because those don't mean shit to you. And you're like saying them over and over and over and over again, they don't work because they don't belong to you. We have to find the ones that belong to you, you can put your energy behind, and then you're like, ah, I can do this. I can. So it's, yeah, it's that. And that
Oh,
can
I love
happen in
it.
30 seconds.
Wow. That is incredible. I love this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I get
Good. I know
eerie
you
goosebumps.
do.
I
This
do.
is
This stuff
great.
is like right up my alley.
It is. It is. It is.
I love it. Oh my gosh. I have so many, I feel like I have so many questions and it's already been, but whatever.
You keep asking.
Yes, I can keep asking. So how would you say having these gifts that you have helped you like in terms of your business? And there's a part two to this too. When people come to you and you help people, how will what you help them with help them if they own a business? Like, what have you seen happen or increase or get better or anything along those lines because of having this intuitiveness and having these gifts? I know it's a two-part question, sorry.
I'll start with the first part. I have learned to trust my intuition implicitly. From if I leave the house and there's just a slight nudge, take your umbrella, I'll take it. Literally that, planning when to go on a trip. Or in my business, for sure, trusting the ideas that come. Also, when I channel, I as Janice move out of the way. So my ego is not involved at all, right?
Oh,
So in,
you ask physically ask yourself, you
oh
say it out
yeah,
loud.
I set the intention, I said, you know, that this reading be clear, specific, and accurate and be bring blessings to everyone involved. I ask that my higher mind remain in charge and my ego move out of the way. So I can clearly see, hear, feel, and know the divine messages that you'd like me to pass on to so and so. So I set the intention, and I know what it feels like to have my ego mind active because I feel it. My energy immediately goes up here, and also I'm very, very familiar with what be the state of beingness is, which is when I do my best work, when I do my readings and therapy and channeling and all of that. And when I write, I love to write. And so I am very, very familiar with what it's like to not question, because some of the most powerful shifts in the readings and the work that I've done with people in therapy have come from saying what comes through. And spirit gives me the exact wording that, and the exact energy and the exact tone of voice that will be the best received by the person I'm doing my work with.
That's so crazy.
Because I'm not in it. Because I have, look, you can tell I have attitude, I have tone of voice, I can add all sorts of stuff by Janice, but it's not Janice. It's the channel. And so it's, I could say the most direct, powerful things to somebody that would really knock somebody to their knees. But the way it comes through energetically, they receive it without incident. It's just beyond powerful. It's really, really
That
cool
is
stuff.
incredible. I mean, it really is unbelievable.
So I have really learned to listen to the nudges. And if I don't listen, they're going to get louder anyway. So they're going to come back. We don't ever miss the right way to do things. We don't. We would ignore it, right? And we talk ourselves out of it. That's what a lot of people do when it comes to listening to their intuition. They're like, this can't be that easy. I need to make it more difficult. So I'm not going to believe it. Or I'm not supposed to take a left here. I always go this way. It's trial and error. And then eventually you'll realize your intuition is the most trustworthy part of self that you could ever rely on, right?
So
So
any
that
type
it
of,
says.
yeah, so like any type of, like when you say listen to your intuition or listen to those nudges, like when you gave that example of just like, oh, grab the
Yeah.
umbrella today for some reason, you're constantly listening to those little nudges all day, no matter what you're doing, no matter who you're
Yes.
around. And like,
Yes.
you know, like you'll have the nudge like, oh, I should say this to this person right now. And you'll
Yes.
say it.
Yes.
So for everything.
Everything.
And
And there are times
that's.
in readings where I'll channel something and light, and typically what I do before I do a reading or work with somebody, I'll have notes. I'll ask them the theme. And so I'll write things down and I'll energetically know what to say and what not to say anywhere, anytime. And I'm familiar with what the, because we get intuitive hits subtly and they come and they go. And so it, the likelihood that we will dismiss something that's so fleeting is higher than if we get into a practice of trusting it and taking action on it. That's the other piece. Is that it's not enough that you go, oh, okay, yeah, oh, that was a nudge. But it's like, okay, yep, they're guiding me, boom, I need to take care of that. And most of the time, it can feel completely unrelated to what you're doing. And those are the best things because spirit is redirecting your attention to do something that may feel like you're wasting time or that isn't as meaningful so that you can open up your right brain to get the download that is going to give you that million-dollar idea. Or that's going to help you solve a problem. Like that's how the universe works. And so I have been, my butt has been bit more times than not by not trusting it. I'm like, I am not having that happen again. I'll do it.
Really?
Yeah, I'll trust. I'll follow. I'll do it.
Oh my God, that is
It works.
unbelievable. I love it. Now, this is kind of a little different here. You probably didn't know I was going to ask these questions, did you?
I love talking about this stuff. I love it. Lights me up.
I can tell. No, I love it too. That's why I was like, let's just see where the conversation goes.
Yes.
So, what about like manifestation? Do you do that? Or is that different?
Yes. Sure. Sure. Now here,
So, yeah.
you teach about manifestation, so you know that it's a
Yeah.
double-edged sword.
Yeah.
We manifest what we focus on. And so I know several people in my life who they just step from one pile of a turd to the next, and they're like, "Why is my life so bad?" It's because
Yeah.
it's all you—that's all you're focusing on. That's your—you expect that, right? When
Right.
we have expectations, A, we hinge our happiness on hopes, right? When we ha like when we expect miracles, we're in a different vibration than when we expect the next bad thing to happen. So we are manifesting all the time. I do this all the time. I'll drive somewhere, whether it's a grocery or to the mall, and I'll go, "Hey, universe, I'd like a parking space up front, the closest parking space," and boom, happens. I'm like, "Thanks, y'all." We get to manifest that, right? We can set our intention at night before we go to bed. Okay, unconscious, subconscious. When I wake up, I want to know how to do such and such, or I want to know how to find out how to do such and such. So you're planting the seed for your subconscious to work that out. But we manifest, as you teach, I know you teach this
Yep.
too, we manifest positively and we manifest negatively. It's there's nothing good or bad, it's just what comes of it. So where you're the and of course there's a saying that everybody knows, where your energy flows, focus goes where your energy flows, right? Energy flows where your focus goes. There you go, maybe
One or the
that's
other.
what it was. Flip it. So
You
we
get
flip
the
it.
gist.
Yeah, you get it, Jess. If you're somebody who says, "Oh, you know what? I'm saying all these affirmations and I'm doing all the things and nothing's changing," then 9 times out of 10, I'm going to bank on the fact that your energy is not in alignment with what you really want to manifest. Either there's some limiting belief that either you're afraid of success, afraid of failure, and you doubt your ability to handle. Or this dream that you have doesn't belong to you. God puts dreams in our heart for a reason because they belong to us. Doesn't matter how insurmountable we feel they are, they're there for a reason because they're possible. And if anybody's a student of metaphysics, right, of quantum physics, then you understand that all versions of yourself exist in parallel realms,
Right.
all at the same time. So anything is possible. And your free will determines the direction that you go in, and it determines who you become. Ultimately, you're going to zigzag through life to get to who you need to become. If you get in the way of yourself, you won't get there.
Right.
So manifesting, and please feel free to correct or add on, but we manifest all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. All the
Right,
time.
exactly. So, like when you're talking to the universe, for example, about the parking spot, you don't, I know this is like a ridiculous question, right? But for people listening, like it doesn't matter if you say it out loud or think it in your head, right?
I
Because you
feel
feel
that
like it
it's going to
is.
happen.
Right. You
So,
feel it's going to happen, but they don't have to physically say these things out loud, right? They can just think
nope.
these thoughts in their mind, right? Yeah.
I know. Like I say, now I want to, I'm going to have a front parking spot. Or when I go into the grocery, I can feel whether or not they're going to have the item that I want.
Yes, I know. I love that. It's so true. I heard this quote, and I know I might have said it to you a while ago, but I don't know who I heard it from, but I know I heard it years ago, and it was that one quote, "Everything by my divine right comes to me today in perfect order." And I literally say it every day, everywhere I go. Doesn't matter where I drive. It's so funny. I'll be with my mom, and she'll be like, "Oh, look at that! Oh, there's no line in the Starbucks line for you today." And I'm like,
Right.
"That's because everything by my divine right comes to me today in perfect order." It's kind of like
I
a running
love
joke.
it.
It's kind of like a
I love
running
it.
joke now, but it is seriously so accurate. It's
I
crazy.
love it. I love it. And that's kind of about the expectation of miracles happening.
Yeah.
Miracles are big and small, right? Miracles
Yeah.
can be, oh my God, I am open to infinite money-making opportunities that are aligned with my greatest good. Beautiful. And so you may get an email or a phone call, and you're like, well, was that connected to that? I don't know. How do I
Yeah.
know? More signs, universe, So they come very subtly and quickly when you are clear and certain. There's an energy of certainty. There's an energy of trust that you have where things come fast.
Oh my gosh, I love that. It's so good. So good.
Well, I know.
I'm gonna need
So
to do a part two here with you. Because I
I love that. I love talking about
have
it.
about a bajillion other questions to ask, but oh my gosh. So this has been so amazing. Thank you so much. Why don't you share? So you have a free live training coming up in early May.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us what the name of that is, when it is, a little bit about it, who it's for, what they're going to get out of it, and then I'll make sure that we have all of this too in the show notes for our listeners.
I was telling you before, I'm like, I'm working on connecting the links. So when you put your email information in, you're going to get to the right pages. So that's in the works. But my upcoming free live training, I'm very, very, very excited about this coming in May. I haven't decided on the exact date in May, but it's coming. Might be the second week, but it's called Midlife Mentality Makeover. And it's for the woman who wants to reignite her passion, purpose, and personal power after the age of 50.
Oh, I love
And
it.
it really is, it's a great lead-in to my Awaken and Align program. That's a 6-week course. And so we go into all of that. But I really help women with three things in this training. The first is to really understand what reigniting passion, purpose, and personal power after the age of 50 is, what that looks like. Second is really what the framework of midlife mentality makeover is, the four T's. And then I go into how to achieve inner peace, self-acceptance, so that you can feel free. So that's part of this midlife mentality makeover.
That is amazing. Oh my gosh. So you got to get yourself in there for that for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we'll make sure your email is in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here today. Did you have anything that you wanted to leave the listeners with today? Any lasting thoughts that we may have left out?
I wanted to say, until I get my link up, please hop on my website, janicercohen.com. You'll see a pop-up, enter your name and address, get that free report, how to overcome the fear of being judged, because I do believe that's one of a big piece that we as women overall worry about, but also in our 50s. That will get you on my mailing list until I can send you my link. But I want women to know that you are way more powerful than you realize. It doesn't matter where you are in your life, what age, what you've been through, what mistakes you've made, the things that you regret, you get to have a do-over every day. And we women, we get clearer and clearer about who we are as we grow and as we get older. And so this time in your life, any woman in at any part of your life, your goal is to know that you can achieve what it is you want to achieve. You trust yourself, you learn to trust yourself, you deal with the beliefs that you have that have held you back, and you connect with that future self that is living the life that you want,
Yes.
and you're golden.
Oh, I love it. That was beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Janice, for being on today. Where can people find you? I know we have your email. Is there an
Yes.
Instagram? Okay, or and your
Yes, I do
podcast?
have Instagram, and I, believe it or not, I forgot my Instagram handle, so I'm going to give that to you later. I'm getting back on Instagram. But you can find my podcast, the Intuitive Therapist Podcast. You can look it up as that, the Intuitive Therapist Podcast, on iTunes and Spotify right now. So go ahead and subscribe. I've been doing my podcast for 7 years. There's a lot of great content
Wow, that's
that I've
incredible.
channeled. And so please feel free to follow your intuition, trust your intuition, and pick the titles that seem to resonate with you. And as I always say at the end of my podcast, always live intuitively.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Thank you so much, Janice, for being here today and taking the time. I know the listeners are going to love this. Thank you for listening in today, my friend, to Do Life Big. You know I love you. I think you're awesome, and I will see you the next time. Bye. Thanks so much for listening in. I really appreciate you choosing to spend your time here with me today. You totally rock. Hey, listen, if you loved today's episode, go ahead and tag me on social and go share this with a friend right now. Like, do it immediately before the day gets ahead of you and you totally forget. Couldn't be more pumped to be on this journey with you guys. Go make today awesome, and I will see you the next time.